With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump's tariffs case set to go before the Supreme Court Wednesday morning. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has a preview.
The importance of this case cannot be overstated.
Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says the president must have emergency economic powers to impose tariffs and that the White House is optimistic.
We are 100% confident in the president and his team's legal arguments and the merits of the law in this case.
Justices will be deciding whether Donald Trump overstepped federal law to set sweeping import taxes. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Zohran Mamdani has been elected mayor of New York City in a couple of gubernatorial races, both won by Democrats, Abigail Spanberger in Virginia, and Mikey Sherrill in New Jersey. Also, an off-year election day on Tuesday, California voters approving a plan to overhaul the state's congressional district boundaries.
This gives Democrats a boost in their bid to win the U.S. House majority next year. The approval of Proposition 50 could allow Democrats to gain as much as five additional seats in the 2026 midterms. That's when Democrats hope to gain the power to block President Trump's agenda in Congress. California Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom pushed the Prop 50 measure in response to a GOP-led redistricting effort in Texas.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. Major deal in the world's leading cloud platform, Bob Agnew, as the story on that.
OpenAI has signed a seven-year, $38 billion agreement with Amazon Web Services to use thousands of NVIDIA GB200 and GB300 GPUs across AWS data centers.
And this is SRN News. There is a stern warning these days concerning sports gambling. We have more on the story from Michael Harrington.
Betting on games has exploded in this country over the past 5 years, and college-age men are doing more of it than anybody else. Josh Hollinger, a professor of economics at Dort University, a Christian school in Iowa, is concerned. He tells the Gospel Coalition, quote, "I get the sense that it's quite common, even amongst Christian college students. When something is legalized and then is normalized by your peers, it feels safer to take part in." Michael Harrington reporting.
Now, the Pentagon reportedly rolling out a new policy. It would reduce the ability for transgender troops who have been banned from the military to reverse that decision. Currently, a transgender service member can appeal to a panel of his peers. Under the new rules, a military commander could override the decision by the peers. This is SRN News. Major recall for Chrysler Jeep. Here's Lisa Dwyer.
Chrysler is recalling more than 320,000 Jeep plug-in hybrid vehicles due to a faulty battery that can fail and lead to a fire. Owners of the vehicles, which include Jeep Wranglers model years 2020 through 25 and Jeep Grand Cherokee model years 2022 through 26, are being advised to park their vehicles outside and away from structures until a fix for the problem is developed. Vehicle owners are also being urged to not charge their vehicles.
China has blamed the Netherlands for what it calls chaos in the semiconductor supply chain. Chinese Commerce Ministry says a standoff between the two over control of chipmaker Nexperia could possibly threaten global car production. More details at srnnews.com.